Hello, guys, gals, and my non-binary pals. Welcome to The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve and your midweek political check-in, broadcasting live on the Really American Media platform. We're slogging through another political swamp, thick with nonsense and bad intentions. Let's cut through the poo-poo and throw a little light on the chaos before it buries us all. We don't care if you chew gum during the podcast, but no blowing bubbles. All righty then, without further ado, here's Nick and Bubbles. Steve. Holy moly. Take it away, Bubbles. Gentlemen.
Bubbles. Take it away. No blowing bubbles today. I don't know why we're calling you Bubbles all of a sudden, but no blowing Steve or Bubbles. That's the rules of this program. It's the Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve, and you made it just in time, ladies and gents.
Did Michael Jackson have a monkey named Bubbles? Is that what that's referring to?
That's true. I don't know if that's what it's referring to. I don't write that shit, dude. Those are just,
I hear you. Yeah. I hear you. Literally, I hear you. Hey, we're live just after 3 o'clock on the West Coast, 6 o'clock on the East Coast, or wherever you are worldwide, since we do tend to attract the international crowd.
Yes.
We got people checking in already here, so that's cool. The Vocal Minority has always been about, even when we were on the radio, giving the audience a chance to get vocal. So chime in the comments section. Let us know your thoughts as we make our way through the news.
Yeah, there is definitely a lot of thoughts to be had. I mean, lots going on in the news. And here we are. It's the 18th of November, only Tuesday. Wow, dude. People are chiming in. People are excited what's going on today, Stephen.
A lot of news, yes. Yeah. And the big one, I mean, that we've been talking about forever. So I don't know if we're ready to get into the Epstein.
Yes.
I'm not maybe as excited as everyone, but, you know, we can discuss it all.
Yeah, you don't have to be excited, dude. What's going to happen is going to happen, really. You know, I kept thinking, obviously, we're talking about Epstein and kicking off the program. Let's see here. This thing, this showed up today, and this is what everyone's kind of excited for.
The bill is passed, and without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
That is true. It's laid on the table. And is everyone excited? I don't think so. Because why? Well, because... Oh, come on. Go away. I don't know if it's ever actually going to be released. Like, everyone was all stoked that it was coming out. It's coming. But there's a lot of barriers in the way, aren't there?
Well, I feel like there are still shenanigans because obviously, as every expert is weighed in on, Trump could just release them today. He could have done it yesterday. Like, why is he sitting on it? I have this feeling that when he sent out the tweet Sunday night, I think it was, saying release the files, everyone vote for it. Yeah. I feel like 30 seconds before that, Pam Bondi called him and said, sir, we just finished scrubbing all the files of your name. Go ahead and tell them to release it. Like, why all of a sudden? And I know the thought is he knew they were going to come out, but I don't know. Why doesn't he just release them? And do you see Mark Epstein today?
Mark Epstein? Who? Yeah. I don't know who Mark Epstein is.
I'll give you a guess who he's related to.
Yeah. Is he Jeffrey's brother?
It is. It's his brother. And he went on some, I don't know, podcast or call-in radio show, and he said that according to a reliable source that they have been scrubbing these things and that that is, in fact, why Trump has been stalling and now is saying go ahead and release them. Like, I just don't buy that we're going to get the undoctored thing. Plus, Trump has laid this in that tweet. He said that we should release everything you're legally entitled to.
Yes. Yeah. And he's using this. He's using the excuse of the victims that he's trying to protect people. But he's also, he's been doing crazy shit for a long time as far as blaming this as a Democratic hoax, you know.
Then what are we all voting on?
Yeah, let me see, dude. This one was taken from a call-in show, and this is crazy.
I think they could look at all of it. It's all the same scam. They could look at this Jeffrey Epstein hoax also, because that's the same stuff. That's all put out by Democrats.
Yeah.
And, some of the naive Republicans fall right into line like they always do. They just don't have the sustainability. They don't have the something. They don't have that stick to it, like glue. The Democrats, they have bad policy. They have bad candidates. They have bad everything. but they stick together. The Republicans don't do that. But they ought to look into the Jeffrey Epstein hoax, too, because that's another hoax that's frankly put out by the pushing the Republicans and put out by the Democrats.
No, they definitely set the Republicans up.
They definitely set the Republicans up. That clip was from July of 2025, dude. So he's been setting this up for a long time, trying to blame this on the Democrats. And, yeah, I don't know, dude.
The vote today was, I think, 247-1. And as a crime lord here says, Clay Higgins was the only opposed. We know who the other pedo was. Like, yeah, maybe. I don't know why you'd want to be the one person not to vote for this thing. But I don't know. I just the whole thing does seem suspicious. I have a feeling we're about to get a list of nothing but Democrats on a list of whatever here.
100%. I've got more video of him standing. I hate playing video as he prepares to board a helicopter or Air Force One because the audio is always so crappy, you know. Yeah. But he came out and basically said, like, you know, this is all Bill Clinton. This is all Sleepy Joe Biden. You know, they've all put this together. And even Obama is involved in this. And it's just like the Russia thing. Like, yeah. And his people, his crowd, his lovers, what do you call King's people?
His
servants,
minions. Yep.
Minions. They're all listening to him and believing him. Like, yeah. What happened to him blowing Bubba, dude?
Well, I mean, Mark Epstein also came out and said that Bubba was not Bill Clinton, that it was someone else who's not in the public eye, that it is a guy. But he also said, like, that was just me goofing with my brother. Like, I don't know. I don't know that Trump was actually blowing somebody. Mm. But that's so far down the list of what I care about right now.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, it cleared the House today. We will see. I would assume it's going to rocket through the Senate. Because, again, I don't know at this point who wants to vote against it. But I'm just – call me skeptical for some odd reason. I just don't know that we're going to get to the bottom of anything. Because I feel like Trump's – cronies are out there scrubbing his name out of everything.
Yeah.
Maybe taking a pencil and writing Obama over top of Trump's name. You know?
Completely. This was a reporter asking Trump in the Oval Office the same question that you just asked.
Mr. President, why wait for Congress to release the Epstein files? Why not just do it now?
You know, it's not the question that I mind. It's your attitude. I think you are a terrible reporter. It's the way you ask these questions. You start off with a man who's highly respected, asking him a horrible, insubordinate, and just a terrible question.
You never say
you're
that
a terrible person and a terrible reporter.
You're a terrible person.
As far as the Epstein files is...
Projecting much?
I have nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein. I threw him out of my club many years ago because I thought he was a sick pervert.
Well, so did you know? What do you mean you thought he was a sick pervert? That would mean you knew what he was up to, right?
Yes, dude. That's all the stuff that slips out accidentally because he doesn't know where to land with all of his lies.
Yeah. Somebody just said it just passed the Senate. I don't know if that's true or not. I haven't seen that. But either way, we shall see what comes of all of this. But, you know, Michael Wolff gave some very convincing audio in an interview about seeing those pictures of Trump with the half-naked girls. That's the big thing. If we don't find that, then I don't know that I believe anything.
What do you think about Michael Wolff, dude? Do you think that he has the credibility that you desire?
Yes. I mean, listen, I don't know. All I know is he was Trump's biographer for many years.
Yeah.
Talked to all sorts of people in the Trump world. Yeah. Epstein wanted to hire him to be his biographer. You and I talked about this off air. The way Michael Wolff answered that question about those pictures, it was too specific. The details were too they were too random to be made up. Because he's sitting here talking about not one picture, not two. He's talking about three pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you know, Trump was wearing khaki pants. No, I guess they were maybe more brownish. And the story about the girl sitting on Trump's lap and Trump had a stain on his pants and the pictures, all the girls pointing and laughing. Like, you'd have to be a real freaking sociopath to make up something that bizarrely specific.
Yes.
So I do believe him. Yes. On that topic, at least.
Yeah. It's just interesting to me that, I mean, if I'm not saying that he didn't have the info, but why didn't he do anything about it? You know, why didn't he go to authorities? Why didn't he go to a James Comey FBI and say, like, I have the pictures of this. I have this stuff. Like, get them now.
I don't know. I don't have good answers as to what's in Michael Wolff's head. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to check my phone. Everyone's saying it just passed the Senate. I don't see that breaking news alert, but I'm not trying to dispute our fine audience out there. So I'll go with that.
Yeah. No, that's crazy. If it has passed the Senate, I guess we'll see it soon. Yeah.
Breaking the Senate. Well, here, I'll put it up on the screen. Breaking the Senate unanimously passed the Epstein Files bill, sending it to Trump's desk unanimously. So, okay. So that would be veto proof, even if Trump does decide to backtrack. So,
yeah,
let's get it out there. How many hundreds of thousands of documents, and how long is it going to take us all to read them?
You know what? I think with all the sleuths out there and all the public that are interested in this, it shouldn't take that long, really.
Yeah.
You know, can't we just put them through AI? Be like, scan all these and do word searches on them and, like, let's get this thing rolling here, dude.
As long as it's not Grok, because I don't trust anything Elon Musk's, says. But, yeah, and, you know, the other thing that Mike Johnson said today was that, names of the innocent will be redacted. Otherwise, we're going to create new victims of all of this. So is that code for we're going to redact Trump's name out of everything because we've deemed him to be innocent?
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like on Friday's show, we're going to be sitting here talking about how could there be nothing in here? How is everything redacted? How could it only be Democrats' names in it? Like, please prove me wrong. I hope we find out who Bubba is and what else Trump has been up to. But I just, anything that Trump is in favor of, I don't trust.
You would think, dude, that even if they tried to make this mainly Democrat names, that they would have to keep a few Republicans in there just to make it look legit, you know? Who will be the fall person? I'll tell
Rand Paul, Thomas Massie, MTG right now will somehow be on there molesting girls.
Lindsey Graham. I mean, right.
Yeah, so, you know, listen, I know everyone's going crazy. This guy says can't redact photos. No, you can't redact them, but you can burn them. Like, they could just not be there, period. So, there's going to be some telltale signs if they've actually given us everything. Because, again, some of the lawyers behind the scenes, some of the people in closed-door committee meetings, and certainly the victims that are still alive are going to be able to corroborate some of this stuff or, deny it, including, Mark Epstein.
Yeah. Nope. I guess, we'll just have to kind of wait and see what happens. But, when Trump took office in 2016, he changed the landscape of politics for forever with his fake news. Anytime he heard something he didn't like, fake news. Now that AI is involved so heavily in our world, I mean, this is just more excuses, to excuse away these pictures of, like, it's AI, AI turns me into Rambo. It can definitely do that,
Yeah. So. Pink Sassy, he's had 11 months to screw with these. However, so many people have seen them and know what they contain, plus the emails from the estate. Like, that is the hope, that it's gotten out enough that people are going to be able to tell if they've been screwed with. And, yeah, you're right. All these emails from the Epstein estate, those were never part of anything prior to this.
Yeah.
So we will see what else is added there.
Yeah.
This guy, Simon, all Republican names will be scrubbed and he'll add in or leave in all the people who aren't loyal to him or who have not paid him off.
Yeah. That's exactly what we're saying, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, color me skeptical. So I guess time will tell. But I mean, on one level though, good grief. I mean, how long have we been fucking talking about this? So finally, rockets through the House apparently has already flown through the Senate. So
yeah,
there's gotta be something worth seeing in there.
Yeah, Marjorie Taylor Greene stood on the steps. Well, I don't know. Maybe she was at the Capitol today, but she stood with a lot of the victims, talking about what was going on. And there was an interesting clip throughout her talking about Epstein and Trump kind of backpedaling on all this. She kind of called him out, dude. Let's watch this. I'm excited for you all to see it.
I was called a traitor by a man that I fought for six years for. And I gave him my loyalty for free. I won my first election without his endorsement, beating eight men in a primary. And I've never owed him anything, but I fought for him for the policies and for America first. And he called me a traitor for standing with these women and refusing to take my name off the discharge petition. Let me tell you what a traitor is.
Please.
A traitor is an American that serves foreign countries and themselves. A patriot is an American that serves the United States of America and Americans like the women standing behind me.
Wow.
And I want to tell you that this only became possible today because the American people whom we serve demanded that this vote happen, and they put more pressure on every single elected politician in this city than has ever been put on them.
I love that she's calling Trump out, dude. I mean, I don't think she's doing herself any political favors here, but I love how she's calling him out. It wasn't a very long leap for him to say. Someone said, "What do you think of MTG doing this?" And he was like, "Oh, Marjorie Trader Greene."
Yeah, I mean, first of all, it just shows how his loyalty has always been one-sided.
Yeah.
He expects it from you. He gives none, you know, in reverse. But, you know, listen, I applaud MTG on some levels for kind of coming to Jesus or whatever the hell happened to her. Yeah. It doesn't erase my memory, all that good stuff. But how does it feel, MTG, to see when Trump turns his ire on someone, when she's now getting death threats and Trump is scoffing it off and won't give her protection? And, like, this is what you have been condoning for years, the weaponization of the West Wing. So now it's aimed at her, and she doesn't seem to find it funny. And, yeah, I guess it's better late than never, but, you know, cry me a river on a lot of levels.
Yeah, no, 100%. I think a lot of people have come at us and be like, "Oh, don't like MTG now. We're just reporting what's going on with her." And you cannot minimize the contrast of who she is now. So, yeah, we got to talk about it. She also came out and apologized to the American people, which is more than Trump or any of his other cronies have even come close to, dude.
Sure.
I would like to say humbly, I'm sorry for taking part in the toxic politics. It's very bad for our country. Mm-hmm. It's been something I've thought about a lot, especially since Charlie Kirk was assassinated, is that I'm only responsible for myself and my own words and actions. And I am committed, and I've been working on this a lot lately, to put down the knives in politics. I really just want to see people be kind to one another.
She's in therapy or something, dude. Something's going on with her.
It looks like someone's holding a gun off camera. Just like, say what we told you to say. Yeah. Schumer over there. Like this, you know, I don't freaking know. But yeah, I mean, she's not wrong, and I hate saying this. Like, we do need to stop the pendulum swinging. We do need to stop the eviscerating everyone. Like, government is always supposed to have been there to govern, to compromise.
Yes.
And Trump world wants none of that. And I don't feel like I can trust her any more than I feel like I can trust Trump with the, you know, unredacted Epstein files, which everyone's going crazy in the comments about it, that – you know, too many people know the DOJ wouldn't do this. Like, don't have any faith in the DOJ people. I mean, they have become Trump's bitch, literally. So I'm highly skeptical of all of that.
Yeah.
But we shall see.
Reno says, then resign and go away if you're really sorry, dude, and you want to get things back to normal, then get the hell out of here. Resign.
Has she been zapped by a space laser, someone says here?
Yeah.
Like, she does seem like she's had a lobotomy. But, you know, we have said before, too, that it is better late than never. That if any of you megas have fafoed out there, you fucked around and figured it out that this is insanity, that, you know, we may give you a little grief, but come on over to the right side of history.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be tricked by her. I don't want to be Charlie Brown running at that football just to have MTG rip it away and go, "Ha ha, you stupid libs. You all thought I was being sincere." Like,
yeah.
But if she is being sincere, then we need it. And I also love seeing the rift in MAGA, because it's happening right in front of our faces right now. Trump is slowly becoming a lame duck. I can hear him quacking in the background. So, you know, signs like that are good.
Yeah, no, 100%, dude. Anytime we can see some cracks in this MAGA foundation, I'll take it. It doesn't mean that I want to go make love to Marjorie Taylor Greene. It doesn't mean that I want to believe in what she has to say, but I'll take an apology and realize that you faffoed.
Yeah, Melissa here, whatever this name is. She still supports Nick Fuentes and his bullshit, so I don't trust it all.
Like, yeah, I'm not saying trust her.
I mean, up until a week ago, she was saying that she still was on the Trump train, too, and that changed rather rapidly. So,
yeah, yeah.
We shall see. We shall see.
We'll see. Yeah, this is an exciting time for these Epstein files. We've been calling for them to come out for a long time. And, yeah, we'll see what happens when it hits the desk of DJT.
It doesn't matter anymore. That's the fun part about what just happened.
Yeah. So.
It is veto proof.
Yeah.
Although he'd have some balls to try to veto that at this point.
Oh, so. He'll try something. I mean, you know he's going to try something.
He's going to try whatever he's already plotted as to why all of a sudden he said these can come out.
Yeah.
So I just hope there's enough detective sleuths on Capitol Hill to see through whatever smokescreen he's about to do. And by the way, like I've seen it in the comments here, and I've seen this reported elsewhere, that perhaps the reason he told the DOJ prior to his change of vote here, go investigate the Democrats, because that then means that this would be an open investigation, or at least parts of it would be. And then you can't release stuff if there's an open investigation. It's
really?
Why Biden couldn't release stuff for years.
Is that the truth, huh?
Yeah. Now, I don't see how you would have an open investigation and release whatever was voted on today, but that is a big theory out there that he said, go investigate the Democrats, and then, yeah, go ahead and release them whatever you're legally entitled to. That could be the caveat right there, that now there's an open investigation because he broke norms and ordered his DOJ to go investigate his political enemies. So I feel like there's still a shoe to drop here. So
of course,
I appreciate everyone's excitement. I can feel the energy in the comment section.
Yep.
It's freaking great. But, I hate to be a negative Nelly.
Yep. Well, hey, we do this podcast twice a week, so we do it Tuesday and Fridays, and then, of course, all the content here on the Really American Media platform, if something happens with these files, it'll obviously break here, and this is a new source you can trust, dude.
Yeah. You know, we do like to poke fun. I would not call us nonpartisan here on this channel, but trust me. All of us people talk behind the scenes on this channel, and it's very important to us to get it right, to not be clickbaity, unlike some other, liberal channels out there.
Yeah.
And unlike a Fox News or whatever, if we get things wrong, we will retract. We will apologize. You and I have had to do it before when AI has tricked us, or when our old producer would come running on air with some crap that turned out to be fake. Like, we do try to get it right, and so does this channel. So,
yeah, 100%. So, yep, as the week goes on, we'll see what's happening, Captain, and we will keep you abreast.
Yes. Let's talk about the other craziness today, Trump having the crown prince from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, that was, I don't know, dude, that was nuts. I'm just not used to seeing it, and he seems to really be cozying up to people that, have killed journalists and, it's crazy.
Let's play that video because this is disgusting. I mean, we'll talk about the piggy thing, and we'll talk about him ripping on Massey for getting married too quickly, because these are all things that other people, even in Trump world, have said, like, whoa, asshole, like, don't go too far here.
Yeah.
But this thing today, Really American did share this earlier, and that's where I first saw this. And, yeah, I was freaking shocked. Crap, we have so much stuff in here. Where the hell is it?
It'll probably be the last one if you uploaded it. Oh, here. Yeah, it's the very last one.
Prince question?
I think so.
That must be it. Okay, sorry.
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Is it appropriate, Mr. President, for your family to be doing business in Saudi Arabia while you're president? Is that a conflict of interest? And your Royal Highness, the U.S. intelligence concluded that you orchestrated the brutal murder of a journalist. 9/11 families are furious that you are here in the Oval Office. Why should Americans trust you?
Who are you with?
And the same to you, Mr. President.
Now, who are you with?
I'm with ABC News, sir.
You're with who?
ABC News, sir.
Fake news. ABC.
Okay, I'm going to stop this 100 times because there's so many things in this. First of all, ABC fake news. No, it's not. Plus, they just bribed him. I mean, they're part of this Paramount deal. If any network is going to be favorable to him right now, it's ABC. But that's, of course, his go-to answer that whatever you're saying is fake. So.
Yeah, that
ABC fake.
And that's the question that we all, I applaud her for asking the question. I mean, how we can say it's fake news? We all know that shit happened, dude.
Of course. His answer, though, when he finally gets to it, it's even more disgusting.
ABC fake news, one of the worst in the business, but I'll answer your question. I have nothing to do with the family business.
Lie, nothing to do with the family business.
Yeah, right.
Go fuck yourself.
Okay. So I have left, and when I've devoted 100% of my energy, what my family does is fine.
What my family does is fine. This from the party that railed on Hunter Biden getting a job just based on his last name. Yet now it's okay for his kids to be making literally billions of dollars, most of it coming from overseas.
Yes.
They do business all over. They've done very little with Saudi Arabia, actually.
Also false.
Completely false, dude. Jared Kushner has a place he stays over there, dude. I mean, yes. He doesn't leave to come home. He's doing so much business.
Please. And they're talking about hotels and resorts. Oh, like, you are such a fucking liar.
Actually, they could. I'm sure they could do a lot. And anything they've done has been very good. That's what we've done. We've built a tremendous business for a long time. I've been very successful. I decided to leave that success behind and make America very successful. And I've made America more successful by far than it ever was. And that it ever could have been, no matter who was president. There would be nobody bringing in $21 trillion, that I can tell you right now. As far as this gentleman is concerned, he's done a phenomenal job. You're mentioning somebody that was extremely controversial. A lot of people didn't like that gentleman that you're talking about.
All right, right there.
What?
I mean, first of all, I mean, this was a journalist that he was not controversial. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. But you're going to try to justify that man being decapitated, you know, tortured, murdered. A lot of people didn't like him. But it gets worse. It gets worse here.
About whether you like him or didn't like him, things happen. But he knew nothing.
Things happen.
Heads get sawn off with dull knives.
This reminds me of the scene in Dumb and Dumber where the head pops off the parakeet or whatever.
Yes. Oopsie.
Like, yeah, heads fall off, people. What are you going to do? So Trump, the president of the United States, and Jamal Khashoggi was a U.S. citizen, is saying, like, first of all, controversial, like a lot of people didn't like him, trying to somehow make that okay. But then things happen. Things happen, Nick. People just get decapitated because they're a journalist trying to cover a clearly corrupt regime.
It's unbelievable, dude, because, yes, he's an American citizen, or was an American citizen, but also a journalist, dude. Like, presidents have gone to great lengths to protect and get hostages that are American journalists home. I mean, great lengths, dude. This is unprecedented what he's saying right now. You've never heard another president say this.
And we can leave it at that. You don't have to embarrass our guests by asking a question like that.
Say anything like this.
It is beyond disgusting.
Yeah.
Things happen. A journalist is decapitated. And as the reporter said, like, we have, I mean, this happened years ago. Like, the investigation has happened. The guy sitting next to you in the fucking gold-plated tacky Oval Office was responsible for it.
It's unreal.
I mean, what in the holy hell is going on? Things happen. He was a controversial guy.
This is the second time that he's had him in the Oval Office in less than a month. You know, talk about cozying up to people that, you know, have killed our journalists. And it's, yeah, things happen. What a thing to say, dude. This just makes you think about how they feel about, like, oh, George Floyd. I've heard so many people talk about, like, George Floyd was such a shitbag, dude. You know, that has nothing to do with it. Doesn't matter if it was murdered like that. This is the same type of thing, dude. Like, people say that he wasn't that great of a guy. You always talk about what people are saying. Like, A, it doesn't matter. But B, you have no idea if he was a good guy or a bad guy.
No. And someone chiming in here, I wonder what the Saudis have on him. I don't know that they have something on him other than money, Trump is all about money. He is transactional, like we just discussed. His family is making billions of dollars, and he knows that when he's done in 3 years, or if he dies in the next 3 years, which is highly likely, that his family is going to keep doing business with the Saudis for years and years and years.
Yeah.
So that's what it's about. It's not about America first. It's about Trump and his family first, and they are just greedy as all hell.
Yeah.
And, you know, his frick. I hate when I start talking about news stories that I don't have in front of me, but Mary Trump, who is his cousin or whatever it is.
Niece.
Okay. Yeah. She said that when Fred Trump, Donald Trump's dad, was dementia was really settling in, that he became obsessed with money.
Yes.
That he just wanted to hoard as much money as possible. And she is seeing the same parallels with Donald now, as she says that his dementia is kicking into high gear. So he's becoming paranoid and obsessed with money. So that is what Saudi Arabia has, an endless amount of money that Trump wants as much of as he can get.
And we know that he can be ruled with flattery and, you know, money, yes. But flattery, yeah, they say great things about him. They shake his hand. They, you know. So, yeah, Mary Trump did that article was pretty long and talked about the parallels between Fred Trump's dementia, and it is incredible, dude, to talk, or rather to see his short-term memory leaving. I mean, you could really name a lot of different things on the list that, I mean, I'm pretty sure the guy's got dementia, among other things.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. Let's just continue with the theme of things that were all apparently disgusted with Trump by this week. Do we have the piggy video?
Yes.
I know it's heavily circulated, but let's just play it real quick. A, to set it up in case someone out there hasn't seen this thing.
Yes. Again, he's doing this on Air Force One. It's a little hard to hear. So
to a female reporter, again, never seen him do this. I've seen him say that some, you know, male reporters are fake journalists or whatever, but he never goes off on a man like he does a woman.
Yeah. All right. Here it is. Did you hear it?
No. Try that again with audio.
Quiet, piggy. What in the world? That is unbelievable, dude. Obviously, it took place on Air Force One during a media interaction. Female reporter asked Trump about the release of Jeffrey Epstein's files. And Trump snapped back at the reporter, sneering, dismissive tone. Obviously, you could see it on his face, but saying multiple times, quiet, piggy.
I'm waiting for a reporter to say, what the fuck did you just say to me?
No kidding, dude. No kidding. Where do you get off?
Right. I mean, seriously, someone needs to grow a little bit of a backbone. I know they're going to say they're going to get thrown off the plane or whatever, but you'll be a freaking national hero for doing it.
Yeah.
And you know, if someone said that to my daughter, to my sister, to my wife, like, I mean, you deserve to be smacked in the fucking face. Quiet piggy?
It's unbelievable, dude. I mean, we saw that kind of behavior well before he was president. And now, like you've said a million times, Steve, he wants to play with everything. One of which is just being able to talk to anyone however he wants to with no repercussions, dude. Reporters don't fight back because they don't want to get kicked out. We've seen that happen. You're not welcome in the Oval Office anymore. You're not going to be on the press list anymore. I'm waiting for somebody to smack the shit out of him.
Yeah, and that was another thing Mary Trump said. If some of these just outbursts of him just reek of advanced dementia.
Yeah.
But here's the only good news I want to point out from this quiet piggy thing.
Okay.
And I want all of our liberal, progressive, or anyone in the center out there to start doing this. Anytime now a goddamn mega troll shows up in the comment section, shows up in our live chat, mouthing off, all you got to say now is quiet piggy. Just quiet piggy.
Quiet piggy. We're throwing shit back in their face, just like the White House had on their website a couple of weeks ago. Your mom. Somebody said something and was like, who did that? And the White House was like, your mom did that.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we had someone in our comment section talk about, you know, oh, I hear Kamala Harris is, you know, good at giving head. And I was like, not as good as your mom.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just everything is now your mom and quiet piggy to any of these mega trolls. Okay.
Yes.
Like, just flip the script right back on them, because I am so sick of all of this.
Completely.
Quiet piggy. What the hell?
It really is just unbelievable, dude. This is so embarrassing to see how he handles business from around the world.
Yep. What, Piggy Donnie J? I lost my comment, but here it is. Kerr commented, what, Piggy Donnie J, Jeff Epstein? Trump blew Bubba. Wasn't that G. Maxwell's horse? Yeah, she did have a horse named Bubba, actually. A sexual abuser transgressing.
Really? She had a horse named Bubba?
She did. But again, Mark Epstein came out and said that it is a human. It's not one any of you know about. And we were just being two dudes goofing around. Like, I could see sending you. Yeah, I could see sending you a text being like, oh, did you blow Dave Matthews at the concert last night? I know how much you love the guy. Yeah. You know, it doesn't actually mean you did. But much like JD fucking couches, I think it's hilarious because the JD Vance couch thing was not true, but it has stuck to him. And now, you know, Trump blowing Clinton is never going to go away.
Never did.
And we should not let it.
And poor Clinton. You know, I feel bad for Clinton, but yeah, we shouldn't let it go.
At least he was receiving, right?
Yes, the
better of
it. He was good at that, dude.
And then the other thing that happened this week that a bunch of people are freaking disgusted about. Thomas Massie is one of the Republicans who has come out against Trump. He's leading this whole Epstein battle. And Trump has been just railing on him because, you know, God forbid that any Republican speak out against him.
Yeah.
So Thomas Massie was married to his high school sweetheart. I think they were married for like 30 years. She died last summer, not a couple of months ago, like a year and a few months ago. So basically a year and a half ago. He just announced that he has gotten remarried. Okay.
Okay.
Trump decided to send out a little tweet saying, did Thomas Massie sometimes refer to as Rand Paul Jr. because of the fact that he always votes against the Republican Party? Get married already? Boy, that was quick. No wonder the polls have him at less than an 8% chance of winning the election. Anyway, have a great life, Thomas, and question mark. His wife will soon find out that she is stuck with a loser.
Jesus Christ, dude. What the hell is wrong with him?
What sort of hate-filled, terrible, freaking human being ridicules anyone for, quote-unquote, moving on too quick, which a year and a half is not too quickly, by the way. Yeah. And that is completely up to everyone's interpretation, so bite me. Yeah. Trump has been married three times. And to call – I mean, to attack a guy that's a widow. His wife died, and he has moved on. Good for him. The timeline is up to him. And for Trump to politicize that, to attack his family, to attack his new wife, who he refers to as question mark, and now you're married to a loser.
Yeah. Like,
take the keys away from Grandpa Trump. He is out of control. And a bunch of MAGA people denounced him for that little antic this week.
As they should, dude. What does that have to do with running the country? What is that? I mean, it's so unpresidential. If you want to talk shit like that, like, go do it behind his back. Like, why would you ever tweet that? It's just unbelievable.
It is beyond unexcusable. And the fact that every Republican has denounced this kind of crap, like, it blows my mind. And we talked, I think it was the last show or maybe a week ago, someone asked, like, how do you talk to your kids about this stuff? Mm. And it is absolutely hard. And I don't know how we can ever tell a kid not to be a bully or not to do name calling, you know, to respect somebody's privacy or the sanctity of their marriage when you've got the president doing this kind of garbage and all of his sycophants, minus the shortlist that denounced him, just letting it go.
What do you say to your youngest? I mean, do you have conversations still?
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean? About Trump?
Yeah, just like, you know, I mean, I know, I mean, I'm kind of his uncle or whatever, but so, like, I know that he gets it, but what are the conversations you've had? Like, yeah, this is not normal, this is crazy as shit.
Yeah, I mean, I have educated, not indoctrinated, my children. You know, I vaccinated them against Trump a long time ago. So I don't think Kroz pays that close of attention to the nuance, and he knows to sort of filter the stuff out.
Right.
And my kids, thankfully, are old enough. I got a 16-year-old and a 19-year-old, so, you know, bad language is not an issue anymore. We can speak openly and honestly.
Yeah.
And so seeing stuff like this, I mean, they know he's a disgusting pig. They know he's the biggest embarrassment we have ever seen, and I pray ever will see. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah, hopefully so. I mean, hopefully this will be a thing of the past real soon, dude.
Yeah. And yes, I keep saying, like, these health issues, man, like, he's not lasting 3 years. He may not last this year. We could all be getting a little holiday gift here in the next month.
Yeah.
Between the MRI and the bruises and this clear onset of some sort of mental, you know, decline. I mean, the guy's not bulletproof. I know he's Teflon Don, but he can't fight, you know, science. He can deny it, but he can't fight it. You know?
Yeah. No, 100%, dude. While we're talking about Trump's health, let's talk a little bit about Trump speaking at the McDonald's Impact Summit, because I have a few things to say about this. If you didn't see anything, yeah, Trump did speak at the McDonald's Impact Summit, where he praised the company and its franchises.
I was wondering if this might touch a chord with you.
Why? I wonder why. Why do you think it might have?
Well, I don't know. Play it, and we'll talk about it.
Well, I'm just going to tell you this, okay? So we're going to talk about it. Trump had a lot of shit to say about McDonald's, and it was unhinged, and it is dementia-ridden and everything else. So let's start out with Trump just talking about McDonald's first, okay?
Okay, sure. His one true love.
But as you may have heard, I'm also one of your all-time most loyal customers. I really am. Well, I think that's good. I'm pretty sure that's good. While not other good. Politicians fly around on campaign planes stocked with expensive catering.
All right, dude. Do you hear his voice in this?
Yes. It's one thing I was going to bring up. What the hell? I know he claimed he was screaming at stupid people, and his voice is hoarse now. No. There's some medical thing going on there.
Let me tell you this, dude, and I'm not making any assumptions with what has him plagued here, but my dad had cancer, fought cancer a couple of times, and every time that he went through chemo and radiation, he talked like this. Mm-hmm. As soon as I started hearing him talk, I was like, oof, man, that sounded like my dad used to, you know. There's something going on with his voice.
On Trump Force One, prior to ascending to Air Force One, which is quite a nice plane also, we served only McDonald's almost every time. On occasion, we couldn't find one, which is pretty hard to believe. We'd go another route. But we really did. You fed us very well. And I even got Bobby Kennedy to eat a Big Mac. And he told me he loved it.
He loved it.
He didn't want that publicized. He told me he loved it. I thought it was great.
Dude.
He's starting to sound like RFK. He's talking like this all of a sudden. This is what happens when you take too much Tylenol or stop taking Tylenol or whatever.
Like, yeah, it's unreal.
It is embarrassing. I mean, first of all, I mean, Wendy's, you couldn't do Wendy's. You got to McDonald's. Huh? You got to go for just the ultimate low rung of fast food.
Completely.
But, you know, I did a story a month or two ago that I really felt should have been a bigger story because there were two aspects to it. The head of the RNC went on a podcast, some local podcast in Florida, and was asked what the craziest thing he saw on the campaign trail was.
Oh, yeah.
And the first crazy thing is that he talked about Trump having McDonald's served to him as soon as he walked on the plane, like immediately hand him French fries, immediately get him his food. But they served him a Big Mac, a quarter pounder with cheese, and a filet of fish. And he apparently combined two of those sandwiches into one Frankenstein sandwich, which is disgusting. And it has to be the filet of fish being combined with the quarter pounder, I would imagine.
I would think. It sounds gross to me, but yeah.
It's completely disgusting and gross and a sad commentary on this pig of a president. But then the weird thing that, I've tried to get to the bottom of it. I filed a Freedom of Information Act request on this. That audio disappeared from that podcast within about 48 hours. Somebody called that podcast up in Florida and told them to take it out.
Yeah.
And they did. They pulled it off the internet. They pulled it off every Spotify, every podcast platform, took out just that little 90-second discussion about Trump's McDonald's habit, and then reposted it all and tried to pretend like nothing happened. I literally filed a Freedom of Information Request Act with the two hosts for all of their emails and voicemails. They sent me a very short list, and none of it had anything to do with it.
Ever tell me that they sent you something back, dude.
They did, and it was all just them communicating with the head of the RNC guy, saying, like, can we do it at 2? No, 3 o'clock, let's move it to 4. Like, somebody told them, somebody, whether it was the head of the RNC or somebody from the White House, told them, remove that audio, it makes Trump look like a pig. And I would just like to know who that was and I don't know that I'm getting to the bottom of it. But either way, Trump is a fat, disgusting pig. And listen, I've eaten plenty of fast food in my life. I've never combined two disgusting sandwiches into one.
Of course you haven't, dude. And Trump needs no help being a big fat pig, dude. Just listen to this clip and you can just imagine what a fat pig he is, okay?
Okay.
Because no matter who you are, everyone loves something at McDonald's. There's always something to have. I like the fish. I like it.
What?
Yes.
You could do a little bit more tartar sauce, please. Seriously. I hate when I say, do you have any tartar sauce? Do you understand that? Yes, I understand that.
Okay, so many things in that little clip right there.
Okay.
First of all, I love the fish.
What the hell is that?
What in the holy hell is he trying to convey? What is that sound effect he made?
It's dementia, dude.
I mean, seriously, I'm going to try to give him the benefit of the doubt. What could that have been? What could that have meant?
Maybe that it's breaded, like that's him itching at the bread. I have no idea.
Wow. Like the fish is on the hook scratching or something. I don't know, but that is batshit crazy. I love the fish.
Yeah, let's also
– what?
Fish should be used very liberally yes. Or not liberally. Like that's not really fish, dude.
Dude, I went to McDonald's in the mid-80s for the first time with my grandma, with Grandma Harness, this sweet old lady, and she wanted to order a fillet of fish. She literally asked the guy at the counter, what kind of fish is in the fillet?
He's like, it's not really fish, ma'am.
It's mystery fish. Yeah. It's a composite of whatever fish we ground up that day. But okay, so he likes the fish. Insert weird freaking sound effect that I have not seen anyone come up with a plausible explanation
for. Cat claws.
Yeah, so is that weird. How he thinks the fish are caught? He's been watching like cartoon cats catch fish or something. Do you think that Trump has, in the last 50 years been in a McDonald's himself where he would be like, hey, excuse me, I need some more tartar sauce over here.
No, I mean, he was in McDonald's recently when he like worked the drive-through last year.
Yeah, sure.
But I'm sure, he has a McDonald's in the White House, dude. He has a McDonald's all on the plane. Like, yeah, give me a little more tartar. It's the only way you can stomach that Filet-O-Fish is to slather it in tartar.
Right. And that gets to the part that I'm wondering if you're personally hurt, offended, upset, or anything else. Because I know neither of us wants to have any crossover with Donald John Trump. But Nick Reynolds is obsessed with tartar sauce.
Yeah. I do so love you and tartar. Trump,
you do have one thing in common. This is a bonding point with your mega brother. You can say, boy, Donnie and I both love that tartar sauce, man.
We both love that tartar. Yeah. I mean, I think I have more in common with him than just the tartar, you know. Like, but yeah, it pisses me off that he likes tartar. But yeah, I don't know, dude. Let me tell you this, okay?
Yes.
Sometimes, you know, when Trump is just talking shit, like people will print it off the transcript and read it. And it literally makes no sense when people do that, right?
Yes.
Because he's doing the weave and you can't hear the weave in when somebody else is reading it. This is what
someone I saw someone joke. Did he order a word salad while he was at that McDonald's conference?
Listen to some of this rambling of somebody else reading the transcript of what he said at this McDonald's summit, all right?
Yes.
We got rid of the drip drip water. We call it the drip drip where it drip drips out of the sink. States with tremendous water, so much water that they have nothing but problems getting rid. They had restrictions on water. It comes down from heaven, right? They had restrictions on water, right? So you want to wash your hands? Or like me, I want to wash my hair. I lather up and I turn that there and there's no water. The water's just drip. They call it, they put a restrictor on. I won't mention the third item in the bathroom because I always get criticized. I used to mention that, but I don't mention it anymore. You know what I think you do. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then you shouldn't be owning a McDonald's franchise. You wouldn't do well with even a McDonald's franchise. But no, the water restrictions totally lifted. All restrictions are gone. And you know, it's interesting. Your dishwashers were covered, right? You had no water. I was with some of the people that make them, Whirlpool and others. And they said, sir, they won't give us the water to use in our dishwashers. We're using our washing machines. The washing machines have no water. I mean, it's like a glass of water, half a glass of water. We need water. And I said, how bad is it? And he said, well, like the dishwasher, they put the dishes in and they just keep pressing the button. Beep, beep, they end up using more water. So I gave them, as you know, unlimited water. Biden came back in with a rigged election and immediately restricted the water again. But I came back in and immediately unrestricted it.
Wow. That's brilliant. And can you imagine being a court stenographer trying to transcribe any of that stuff?
It's just unreal, dude. What the hell are you talking about? Why are we still talking about the water and the drip drip, dude? I don't get it. I don't understand it.
If we can circle back, though, to this tartar sauce sound effect, we've got theories going on here in the comment section.
Oh, please, dude.
Let me see if I can find it. Somebody was just saying, I put up a thing on there saying fish equals vagina that somebody had commented. And another one here, there's so many comments coming in, it's hard, but yeah. Somebody was saying it's a misogynistic joke. So is he trying to say fish is vagina, ergo, I don't even know how much I can get away with on YouTube, but he's saying, you know, grab him by the, you know, rare, like pussycat.
Boy, I think we're giving him a lot of credit, dude. I don't know. I think this was dementia, dude. I think this was brain lock, and I don't think it was planned.
I mean, it's an interesting theory because that would at least make some sort of sense.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you may be giving him too much credit.
Yeah.
And if that is how his old man brain works, that fish equals vag, which equals cat, which equals rare, like, and he thought anyone was going to get that?
Yeah. That's too much credit, dude. He doesn't have it. I have no idea.
Somebody grab him by the fish.
Grab him by the fish, yeah.
Okay. In Spanish, bascaro is slang for vagina. I don't know if that has to do with anything, but people are trying to say that, yeah, this is some sort of pussy joke.
All right. We got to move on. We got important stuff, and we're running out of time.
Oh, an 80-year-old commented last week that we need to clean up our language on the show.
So oh, really? Sorry. Yeah. Sorry about this.
Someone else also said, Nick and I talk too much on the show.
Yeah. You guys need to get to the point. Sheesh. I was like, oh, this is a talk show, dude.
Right. All right. Sorry. Yeah, we got 10 minutes. What do you got?
All right. We know our president is outright just murdering people. He's been killing fishermen and some other people in boats. We don't know if they're drug runners or not. He was asked this question in the Oval Office, and this is how he answered. Shocking news.
Fake news.
Would I launch strikes in Mexico to stop drugs? It's okay with me. Whatever we have to do to stop drugs. Mexico is... Look, I looked at Mexico City over the weekend. There's some big problems over there. If we had to, would we do there what we've done to the waterways? You know, there's almost no drugs coming in through our waterways anymore.
Bullshit.
Isn't it down like 85%?
It is, sir.
I don't know who the 15% would be. It wouldn't be you.
No, that's for sure.
No, I think it's been...
Yes, sir.
You would say that's a big signal.
Absolutely.
We have almost no drugs coming into our country by the sea, by, you know, the waterways.
Please, what are you on?
And you know why, okay? I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Because we blew up seven boats.
Would I do that... On the land cars, I would absolutely look. Every boat we knock out, we save 25,000 American lives.
Oh,
not to mention the destruction of families.
Unbelievable.
A few families, yes. So the fishermen that you killed.
Oh, they don't matter, dude. It doesn't matter. They don't matter. Come on.
Again, people, the Associated Press has verified that some of these people were just freaking fishermen out there fishing, or some of them were just people that were desperate for a day's pay and just took the money to go out there. Like, this is why we prosecute. We don't just execute drug smugglers.
He doesn't care.
85%. Didn't Cash Patel say they shut the pipeline off? It's just no more fentanyl.
Fentanyl's done, dude. Pipeline's off. You know, they just shut the lever down. Right. He doesn't care. Here we go.
Perfect. Shut the fuck up, Piggy.
Exactly. Yeah.
This is what we all have to say to Trump, MAGA, and everything else. Shut up, Piggy.
Piggy Trump taco. All right. Think about this, dude. He doesn't care about the people on the boats like he doesn't care about that reporter that was beheaded. You know, he doesn't care about these people. His current military strikes in Venezuela have around 80 fatalities underneath them now.
Yeah.
Expanding strikes to Mexico, what would that mean? you know, direct military action on foreign soil without Mexico's consent?
With an ally. Yes. I know there's some things with Mexico, but they are an ally, and they're one of our biggest trading partners. And just before we came on, I didn't get to read the whole thing, but the president of Mexico came out of like, what the hell are you talking about? Do you think you're just going to bomb us? Like, no way, Jose.
No way, Jose. It's not going to happen, dude. This is absolutely nuts that he thinks, oh, when he ran and was elected in 2016, we all thought, oh, he's going to have the codes to the nuclear weapons. He's going to have his fingers on those buttons. Yeah, and he has all his fingers on, oh, yeah, we'll just blow boats up. We'll just murder people. Yeah, yes. Would I attack Mexico? Yeah, without a doubt, if it would stop drugs.
Are you paying attention, Congress? He cannot be declaring war without your consent unless you just bend over and give it to him.
Yes.
Well, he's giving it to you. I mean, you know, but like, please, this man is losing his mind, and he is surrounded by nothing but sycophants who will do whatever he says. If he tells Hegseth to go bomb Mexico, he will freaking do it. It's the only reason any of his cronies have these jobs is just total blind devotion and faith to him. This shit is beyond dangerous.
Yes, 100%. And let's see what happens. I don't know. I put nothing past him. You know, he's like I said, he's killed 80 people already, and they say they have the intel. I don't buy it, dude. I don't buy it for a second.
Trump doesn't keep anything classified or confidential. If they had ironclad proof, he would have tweeted it out a million times over.
Yeah.
It is insanity that we are letting him get away with this.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's going to die, be impeached, or locked up in The Hague because the United Nations is going to try to prosecute him like they're, you know, doing with Putin.
Right. Yeah, we'll have to see what happens. Oh, hey, I did hear that there's a lot of people in ICE that are starting to worry about the fact that they're going to have to face trials when this is all over.
Yeah, the statute of limitations on most things in this country are 7 years. Trump's only got three, best case, in his little regime. So a lot of these people should be worried.
Yep.
And on a quick related note, Jamie Dimon, the head of Chase Bank, he said the reason he's not donating to this stupid ballroom is because he is worried about what a future Department of Justice may think about that. That could be a bribe, that it could be corruption, that he could be putting his entire company at risk by doing something that clearly looks unethical and shady.
It was a perfect ballroom. It was a perfect conversation, Steve. This is no quid pro quo here. Okay.
No. All right. You got more stuff to blow through?
Yep. I want to get into one more thing. Seattle has a new mayor elect. This is my hometown. Her name is Katie Wilson. She identifies as a Democratic Socialist.
Communist.
No, she's a Democratic Socialist. And, well, Trump was asked about Katie Wilson. And this is what he had to say. This involves the World Cup coming to Seattle. Let's hear what President Trump's talking about now.
Mr. President, on the World Cup, if you would, Seattle and the World Cup. The new mayor-elect of Seattle is a Democratic Socialist. Seattle has
That's more than socialism.
Right, Seattle has six World Cup games. How close are you going to be watching that city with the crime?
So if we think there's a problem in Seattle where you have a very, very liberal/communist mayor, I would say, you know, it's certainly beyond just liberal. I watched her over the weekend. Wow. That's another beauty we got there. But if we think there's going to be a problem, we'll, Johnny, can I say we will move? I don't think you're going to have this problem, but we're going to move the event to someplace where it's going to be appreciated and safe.
Yeah, well, I think safety and security is the number one priority.
Listen,
what a brown-nosing suck-up.
It's unreal, dude. Let me tell you this, that I have lived here my entire life for the most part. My wife goes and works in downtown Seattle every day. Stop letting these asshats fool you that these are dangerous cities. We told you, Portland, not a dangerous city. Chicago, yeah, it's got areas, dude, that could use some work. But overall, as a whole, not a dangerous city, dude. These dangerous cities, in fact, happen to be Republican areas.
Yes. And again, Republicans are supposed to be for, you know, letting the free market do what it wants. FIFA, the soccer tournament, it's a private business. And they've already booked all of this stuff. And I don't know if tickets are on sale or whatever. But you can't just be pulling events because you don't like who the new mayor is, who has done nothing yet, because I don't even think she's actually in office. But it's absurd to try to strong arm a private business into sticking it to an entire city because you don't like that she's a democratic socialist. You know, you don't even have a clue what that means.
No.
But for some reason, yes, now Seattle must be punished. And I do want to throw out real quick, it was announced today, hundreds of National Guard troops are going home from Portland and Chicago. That means we won, people.
Wow.
They couldn't justify their existence there anymore. They couldn't come up with the arrests they were magically trying to, you know, pull out of thin air.
Right.
So they are tucking their tails and they are going home. And fuck you very much. That is a victory for the left.
100%. We got to keep doing what we're doing. We got to keep being vocal. We got to keep following around these ICE officers, I say in air quotes, right, and holding them accountable as much as we can, because like you said, it is working. So yeah, I mean, we're doing the right thing. We just got to keep it mobilized.
Absolutely. Listen, I've got 100 things to talk about, and I appreciate everyone chiming in. This has been a phenomenal show. All of the interaction today, that is exactly why we do the show live, but we do got to wrap it up. We'll be back on Friday, and there's always stuff to talk about in this little world of ours. So, yeah, thank you, everybody, for getting vocal today.
Yeah, 100%. Hey, guys, we'll catch up with you on Friday for a political week in review. In the meantime, you can find lots of great content right here on this Really American Media platform, all kinds of short-form videos. And, thanks for joining us today. We'll see you on Friday, dude.
Yep.
And that'll do it for another edition of The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve. Thanks for joining us on the Really American Media platform. Check out all our social media wherever good social media is found. Until next time, you tiny little bastards, good day.
And we say bye-bye.
Peace.